very gentle, kind, yet direct and profound instruction of relying on clarity for a short moment and just repeat it again and again whenever you remember, as much as it's needed. We come back to this simplicity, and then we are just realizing in our direct experience that even if we are completely confused now, or we are experiencing any kind of negative emotion or thought, the basis is completely stable, wide open and unaffected. Then we see that we used to attribute all these thoughts, emotions and experiences to me. And then by just relying on clarity and seeing its true nature, the true nature of any point of view, we just blow open this misidentification, misinterpretation of who we are. And we see that, wow, who we are is all inclusive, and we can live with it just in peace. We can feel complete, and we can be completely stable, even if the display of points of view is very wild, is very negative, is very confusing. Then we see that we don't have to do anything with points of view. As Toby just clarified, we don't need to use all these strategies anymore that take so much effort and attention, and mainly all these strategies don't give results. They don't provide a result of relief and joy and contentment that we're all looking for. So now we are just open to try something new, something different. Whatever is appearing now, actually, whatever thought you have now, any kind of sensations, any memory that come, or any wish for the next hour or next month, just really blow it open right now. See that you have the option not to emphasize what is going on right now, and just relax body and mind, and realizing clarity as the basis of this moment. Not expecting that by recognizing clarity we will get something. The point of view that was really annoying and disturbing will pass away, or we will experience a relief even, or soothing energy. Oh, the confusion, it won't be there anymore, and then we will know what to do. Don't expect these things. Just preserving clarity, just seeing clarity inseparable from the here and now, exactly as it is. Then you blow it open. Then you see that, yeah, confusion is not an indication for lack of clarity, or depression, or anxiety, or feeling of separation. All these things that we resented and really wanted to alter in our life, to get rid of, because we couldn't stand it. We really identified ourselves with these points of view, and we were sure that we have to change them with positive ones, with more pleasant ones. We can cope and handle only with the good ones. So we have to get rid of the bad ones, the negative ones. But gaining assurance in clarity just opens us to face everything, to get real with everything, and to be free from everything, in the sense that we can allow everything to be and see that clarity is untouched. Exactly as line drawn in water, leaving no trace. And it's very, very powerful to test it, because thinking about it, speaking about it, trying to convince ourselves or others about it will not provide the conviction and confirmation you are looking for. We all have probably many years of experience of reading books and participating in workshops and trying this technique and that method, and maybe it was never mind, but just we all have this experience of trying so many things. And you know that the true very honest aspiration for well-being and for being of benefit is the basis of our search. And now we have the chance to see how simple it is, that we don't have to work so hard, and we don't have to keep looking in circumstances, you know, in better circumstances, in better thoughts and emotions, in more special states. We don't have to look ourselves, our well-being, in that anymore. Because this simple openness and willingness just to clarify the nastiest thought we have, to see that it's completely perfect and we don't have to act upon it. The strongest craving, for whatever it is, for food, for sex, for smoking, for running away from somewhere, to be on my own, to be with friends, whatever desire, impulse, or urge we have, they are fine, they are completely fine. We don't have to condemn them, we don't have to judge them, we don't have to change them. And we see that we are not driven by them any longer. It's very good to be in close touch with our trainer, because he can really give us the instruction that fits to us, that will serve us the best. Maybe it will be to decide not to continue with this antidote, like really cut it and to rest with all the points of view that appear. And maybe it will be continue doing it and rest with all the points of view that appear. It may be a different thing, but the thing is that it's good to have support while we are gaining assurance and clarity and really open ourselves to allow everything to be as it is. Because we don't want to get lost and we don't want to take it to any extreme because we are relatively new or we are not so sure yet. So the support is really, really beneficial. And I found that it wasn't so obvious for me to open myself to this support, to be completely transparent with someone else, to be completely available and ready to be in close contact with someone. Even though I consider myself to be a very open person before. But it just reflected me that there are things that I really prefer to keep to myself, and I still prefer to hide them. So I don't want to share it with a trainer. And I don't want to join the community because I just like to do it in my way. But open myself to it really allow me to see so many points of view about myself, and not to hide them any longer. So it's really, really beneficial, and we don't have to force ourselves to anything. We don't have to force ourselves to take advantage of the four mainstays. But it's just a warm invitation to try it and to find our unique way of doing it, our unique way of enjoying this amazing community and support network.